in regions like Haldim and Norfolk, trucking is the backbone of our local economy. It supports our farmers, manufacturers, small businesses that depend on reliable transportation to move goods across the province and the country. But I'm even hearing there that the growing concern with Drivers Inc. model, and that it's undermining competition, exploiting workers, and creating serious gaps in safety. This problem is something that has been building for years, and this Liberal government has failed to act. My question is for the Canadian Trucking Alliance. In your opinion, do you believe that the government should do more, like legislating a model of shared responsibility where incorporation remains possible, but carriers cannot use it to shield against safety and tax and labor obligations?
Thank you for the question. So incorporation is important to our industry as owner-operators. You have an example right at the end. Joanne and Shelley are owner-operators that are, they are incorporated. In essence, they are small businesses, but they operate under the Small Business Act and run their businesses accordingly. What needs to be understood here is there are zero taxable benefits to incorporating as a truck driver, as a personal service business. Folks, if we had to do a quick show of hands, if I asked you, you can incorporate as a PSB, but you're going to pay more taxes. Anybody want to sign up? Because that's the reality of the personal service business tax model. By the way, you forego overtime, you forego holiday pay, you forego 10 paid sick days, thousands of dollars, and you pay more tax.
And we also know that the current Liberal government has not taken the safety concerns of Drivers Inc. seriously. Transport Canada data itself shows that driver fatigue is a factor in a significant number of commercial vehicle crashes. Can you please tell me about the gaps in enforcing brakes, in enforcing rest time, in making sure that the cause of fatigue and the risk to citizens is not present on the highways, and how Driver Inc. affects that?
So, in short, we can I'll pass it to Jeff, and I'll just add a little comments. Just to be clarified for the committee members, enforcement of those rules are a provincial responsibility. But what we are asking the national government and national committees to do is to then begin to audit carriers. Over 90% of the trucking companies in this province, of the province of Ontario, are known as satisfactory unaudited. What that means, folks, nobody knows nothing about them. Nobody's visited them ever. We need to change our thinking of how we audit and we govern our trucking industry from a safety perspective. I take no great pleasure in what I'm about to say. Do not trust us. You can trust my members. They will always do the right thing. They will always put safety first. They will park a truck and park a driver if they believe that truck is unsafe or that driver isn't fit for the road. They will forgo the money. But there are a growing number of carriers who could care less, and you just heard about it. They will put a driver in a truck, in an unsafe truck, and they could care less about who they impact. Because as I just said to you, 25% of carriers that ESDC goes back to see to enforce are gone.
Thank you for that answer. So who is responsible for, accountable for audit and compliance, for example, in the Drivers Inc. situation? Is it the carrier, the trucking company, the incorporated driver, or the driver? Or, for example, who makes sure that logs aren't fabricated, that loads aren't, that they're not taking too heavy of loads, that brakes are taking, that there's an audit and enforcement on the entire industry? Whose responsibility is that?
So the quick answer, from a labor perspective, it's shared by the ESDC or the Department of Labor and provincial authorities. From a tax perspective, it's CRA. And from a safety perspective, it's a joint process. The actual on the road is done by the provinces, but the federal government here in Transport Canada has a role. Maybe, Jeff, you can explain a little bit of the role of Transport Canada in truck safety.
Sure. So thank you for the question. So the role of Transport Canada governs hours of service, so how long drivers can drive, and they govern the transportation of dangerous goods. and they have delegated through the Motor Vehicle Safety Act or Motor Vehicle Transport Act the authority to the provinces and territories to manage truck safety. So transport's role is really twofold. On the hour, they control the regulations, hours of service, dangerous goods, but they have also, through the Motor Vehicle Transport Act, delegated the authority to the provinces to do the safety piece. So we feel there is a role for Transport Canada to develop a system where coordinated or consistent data goes in there, and then everybody can be measured the same. So that process is underway. We need that accelerated.
And how are Thank you, Dr. Lewis. In-